Annette Riviere grew up in a wealthy family. Attractive, intelligent, and self-assured, she went about her life easily. The girl was courted by a successful lawyer, Roger Brissett, but after a night with a man, Annette realized that she did not want to marry him. After the birth of an illegitimate son, all society turned its back on her. Then the girl had an affair with a former university friend, Julian Davy, with a young doctor, Philippe Viller. Then there is a German painter, Franz. In the end, Annette gives up personal happiness for the son, Mark. The First World War began. Annette was very afraid that the grown-up Mark would be taken away to fight. Mark learns who his father is. Soon the young man meets a girl, Asaya. They marry and Annette has a grandson. Mark, who has joined the fight against fascism, dies. Asaya remarries, leaving her mother-in-law with a grandson. Annette takes care of her chicks, her grandson, her son's friend, her sister, and the daughter of an old friend. But when Silvio dies, the woman loses her thirst for life.